In New York City's Chinatown, staff at least a handful of jewelry shops will tell you that their jade comes from Myanmar, also known as Burma, where the quality is considered the highest. This merchant agreed to talk about the jade he sells, but did not want to give his name.
It looks like a glass, and then the color, like dark green, is more expensive.
Doesn't China have its own jade? But your jade comes from Burma?
No, actually China don't have much jade. They all jade from Burma.
It's actually illegal to import jade from Myanmar to the U.S. due to sanctions put in place in 1997, but that will soon come to an end. American companies will soon be allowed to import jade and rubies, plus do business with Myanmar's military, which has powerful economic interests. The idea behind the sanctions was to pressure Myanmar's military regime, which seized power in 1990, to move toward democracy. It wasn't until 2010 that the general started to reform. They released democracy icon Aung San Suu Kyi from detention, where she had spent 15 of the previous 21 years. In 2015, Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, swept historic parliamentary elections. Barred constitutionally from serving as president, the NLD nonetheless invented the position of state counselor for Suu Kyi, through which she now serves as Myanmar's de facto president. Her new government faces numerous challenges. The human rights group Global Witness estimates that Myanmar's jade industry was worth $31 billion in 2014, which comes to 48% of its GDP. The military was doing business largely with China, which did not recognize U.S. sanctions. Throughout the years of sanctions, rights groups say, top military figures developed powerful and shady business interests in timber and jade, linked to corruption and crony capitalism that exploits Myanmar's poor. Some are linked to narcotics. What's more, similar to the way diamond mines fuel conflict in Africa, what Global Witness calls dirty jade is inextricably linked to ethnic insurgencies on Myanmar's borders with Thailand and China. Jaman Kuba is a senior analyst with Global Witness.
You've got army figures who want to maintain control because they do well out of it. And you also have the ethnic armed groups for which jade is an important resource. It gives them money through unofficial taxes.
Aung San Suu Kyi, speaking last week at the Asia Society in New York.
When I was a child, we were the expression multicolored insurgents was well known to all of us because there were the red communists, there were the white communists, there were the it was also varied, and we took it for granted that this was how it was.
Suu Kyi's government opened an historic peace conference with leaders of Myanmar's 16 ethnic insurgencies, some of which have been at war with the government for more than 60 years. For some, jade is a key issue. Still, Suu Kyi applauded President Obama's decision to lift the remaining sanctions.
I'm very glad sanctions have been lifted. There are those who think that it's still too early, but I don't, because as I explained to Congress, sanctions were like a crutch, which we needed. But now what we need is, physiotherapy, so we can get onto our own feet without the crutches.
Crutches to Suu Kyi are seen as leverage to groups like Global Witness, who say sanctions on jade are a vital way for the international community to exercise influence. Now, Global Witness says, the door is open for a massive jade rush in the border regions, headed by Myanmar's most questionable figures.
And we looked into the companies who were getting hold of the mines. They're backed by people like the former dictator, Than Shwe, a major drug lord, Wei Shui Gang, who is so notorious, he's got a $2 million bounty on his head, the former northern commander, so the army general who ruled the whole of that part of Burma, is also part of this industry. And what we're worried about is that industries like jade are enriching the most powerful people linked to the old regime, who could really pose a threat to the new civilian-led government and could really undermine prospects of democracy and peace.
U.S. sanctions and travel restrictions remain in place against those involved in Myanmar's drug trade. Global Witness wants the U.S. to introduce legislation to encourage transparency in the jade sector and other industries in an effort to bring them out of the shadows. Only that way, they say, will the U.S. help prevent Myanmar's military from becoming ever richer, with the democratic reform process paying the price. Patricia Noonan, FSRN, New York.